Now, as we come back here to the 17th of Acts and verse 22, we've come to this great message of Paul on Mars Hill. And I want to read verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious." Now, this is, as we indicated last time, this is one of the most, I think, remarkable messages that Paul ever gave. It's a great message. And he's very formal in the message, of course. He begins by saying, "Ye men of Athens." Then he says, "I perceive that you are too superstitious." And the word superstitious is wholly inadequate to say what Paul really means. What he says, "I perceive you're too religious." They were very religious. Athens was filled with idols. The pantheon of gods that the Athenians and the Greeks had, it had no end. There were gods small and gods great and gods few and gods many. They had a god for practically everything. And Paul is saying, "You're too religious." They had religion in Athens. May I say that you hear today sometimes this statement made, "Well, why do you send missionaries to a certain place? They have their religion." That's right. And I guess maybe somebody said to Paul when he went down to Athens, "Why are you going down there? They've got religion." Paul says that's their problem. They're too religious. They got too much religion. A preacher friend of mine years ago said, "When I came to Christ, I lost my religion." And there are a great many folk today in our churches that need to lose their religion so they can find Christ. That's the great problem today. Somebody says people are too bad to be saved. That's not the problem. People are too good to be saved today. They think they're already religious. My friend, we're to take the gospel because men are lost without Jesus Christ. Now, that's the reason Paul is there. But notice he has a masterly beginning. He doesn't go to a synagogue here. He has no springboard. And here is the place where he begins his message, and it's "Ye men of Athens."